You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hi, it's Rodney Davidson here, speaking to you once again from Fame Mission. And today, we've left our center, we traveled over to... Hi, Nata, how are you? Good man. Yeah. We've traveled over to a village called Masovo. And it's a very isolated village, and the people from this area have no nearby medical help at all. So our nurse Lydia had identified this as a possible site where we could do a mobile clinic. And we came here some weeks back to see the village, to talk to the area chief, and also some of the other community members. So they were really, really thankful and glad to hear that we might consider coming here to provide some medical help, even once a week. But what we found was there's an actual building constructed by the government. How long ago does this man know? It was constructed about 6 years ago, this building.
Six, eight.
Something like 6 to 8 years ago. Unfortunately, it was never staffed. At no time, no doctari was ever here. No nurse was ever here. And no dawa. So it has never been of any real help. But we thank God now we've been given permission to use this facility as our base when we come once per week. So Lydia, I'm with our nurse Lydia, and maybe she can even tell you now what the facility's like. Speak into this one, Lydia.
Thank you very much. This is Lydia Nurse again from FEM. And we are so delighted to have this freedom and the opportunity to offer our services to the people down here in the bush. There are people who are really in need of the medical services, and I'm happy to do the field work because I've pioneered mobile clinics there previously in FEM, and I'm happy to come back to it again, and I'm looking forward to starting next week and offer them services that will be giving outpatient treatment and maternity services. We're doing vaccines for the children, and I hope they'll enjoy and welcome us to give them our services.
How do you see the actual structure and what's here on the ground?
The structure is a permanent structure, well set for the medical purposes, and we only take in a room that is having two extra rooms aside, and there's furniture inside, so we only have to bring water, of course, because this place is, there's no water at all, and bring some drugs, and then we are set to go.
So we'll just, I think the people are going to, you're going to help us with the water, is that right, or do we have to bring our own water?
Drinking water, maybe.
We'll bring our own drinking water, but you'll organize and bring some jerry cans of water from the well. Okay, so people can wash their hands and you can use it. There's no electric either, so if we need any power, we'll have to have a generator. But it's a needy area.
Yeah, very needy.
And we thank God for this opening and this opportunity. There's a local pastor who I've known for some years, Pastor Timothy. Can you say hi?
Hi to you. How are you?
No, this is a recording.
You are recording?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I preached in Timothy's church, and it was actually through Timothy that we identified this area.
Yes.
And we've just, this morning, I come with Grace, our new missionary, who's focusing on child evangelism in the schools. And there's a school here, a primary school in Masovo.
Yes.
And you're telling me there's 700 children who walk to this school from this larger community all around in this bush area.
No school nearby.
No school nearby.
That's
why so many.
Enrollment is too high.
Yeah, the enrollment is very high, and very, very many children in the classes. Maybe 70, 80, 90 children for one teacher.
Yeah.
80 children per one teacher.
Yes. Even some classes we have 120.
That's serious. But again, this has opened a new gospel opportunity for evangelism with those children. Now Grace will be able to come here maybe once a month, Grace. So that's great. And we'd ask the people to pray for that. Pray that God will bless his word. That we're not here just to provide medical help, but it's a stepping stone for evangelism. So I wanted to share that with you, and maybe you'll remember us in your prayers. Amen.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that FAME is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. A seemingly small gift can go a long way. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee each day, you could join with those that are making a lasting impact in the lives of orphan children or abandoned infants half a world away. What is so little to us means so much to them. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.